Welcome to this deep dive. You know, we're two independent tech journalists, but we've been following the Birds Nerds brand for a really long time now.
Oh, definitely. Huge fans. And today our mission is jumping into a new blog post over at birdsnerds.com. It tackles this foundational part of digital business that honestly just gets ignored way too often.
Right. It's written by Matt Bird, the visionary behind the project. And it perfectly captures his whole guiding philosophy, which is
intelligent design, human execution.
Exactly. Intelligent design, human execution. He points out this massive blind spot we see all the time. Like when a business builds a website, they totally obsess over the paint and the furniture, the visual design.
But they completely neglect the foundation. Like, is the hosting actually solid?
Right. And he uses this great analogy to break it down into plain English. If your website's content is the house, then the hosting is the literal plot of land that you rent.
Yeah, and if that land is unstable or inaccessible, it literally does not matter how gorgeous the house is. Nobody can get to it. You can think of it kind of like the invisible framing of a great photograph.
Oh, I like that metaphor.
Yeah, you don't consciously notice the framing, but a solid technical workflow is exactly what allows a beautiful design to actually function and resonate. Without it, the whole structure just falls flat.
And that real-world business risk is what makes this so critical for you to understand. The data he cites on speed is ruthless. A 3-second load time is your absolute threshold.
3 seconds, that is a tight window.
Yeah, past that, you aren't just dealing with a slow site. You are actively bleeding customers. They just leave.
And that speed requirement ties directly into security and reliability, too. Quality Hosting acts as a 247 digital security guard. We all know cheaping out usually leads to downtime, which is not just some technical glitch.
No, it's literally hanging a closed sign on your digital storefront right when customers are actively trying to get in.
Exactly. Which is why Matt pushes so hard for dedicated environments for custom WordPress builds. He specifically points to DreamHost's DreamPress plan to mitigate those risks.
He focuses heavily on the pro level perks. Things like staging environments. I mean, I have accidentally broken a live site before.
Y'all have.
Right. So having a private clone to test wild updates on before pushing them live is just non-negotiable digital insurance.
Totally. You pair that staging capability with automatic backups, and you've got the safety net where one single click undoes a catastrophic client error.
But looking at the broader market, we have to consider the strategic trade-offs here. A lot of people always ask about alternatives like Squarespace.
The post frames Squarespace as a closed ecosystem. It's that set-it-forget-it solution. It offers a very smooth experience for beginners, but the trade-off is sacrificing granular control.
Going back to Matt's earlier mental model, with Squarespace, you are renting the house and the land together.
Yeah, it's incredibly convenient up front, but you are locked in. You can never move that site to another host if you suddenly need a highly custom technical integration down the road.
So the strategic takeaway for you is about matching your platform to your goals. Choose a solution like DreamPress if you need high-performance growth and professional tools like staging and backups.
But if you're just spinning up a simple project and want a plug-and-play experience, a closed ecosystem like Squarespace makes sense.
Before we wrap up this deep dive, we really urge you to witness the craftsmanship for yourself. The way Matt blends art and AI is incredible. You can check out birdsnerds.com to see the visual portfolio.
And definitely head over to mattrickman.com to explore his AI portfolio. The craftsmanship really speaks for itself.
It really does. To end today, we want to leave you with a final provocative thought, straight from the source for you to mull over.
If your site crashed tomorrow, how much would it actually cost you to rebuild your entire digital storefront from scratch?